Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, it's a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing to be with you on today. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him with everything in me. I tell you, I just love the Lord. And it's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great day to be called in the kingdom of God. It's a great day to be used of God. It's a great thing. Amen. When God decides that he's going to use you for his glory. Amen. And I just want to encourage you on today that no matter who you are and no matter what you're going through on today, God has a better plan. Oh, yes, he does have a better plan. His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you. His plan is to give you hope for your future and to give you a good future. Amen. God has a plan. Amen. And you have to make sure that you know that. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. And I magnify your name today. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for this opportunity to come before your people just to be able to edify, to encourage, to exhort, to equip the saints of God to move forward, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, even in the midst of challenges and opposition. So, Father, we ask that you have your way during this time of us being together, this time of fellowship. Let your will be done. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Use me to your glory. Use me to your glory, God. I'm available. I am so available to you. And bless every listener, God. Bless every person that tunes in live and every person that tunes in via the archive, Lord. And we will be sure, oh yes, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you have done, all that you are yet to do, and all that you are doing right now, even as we partake of this fellowship in your name. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I surrender this prayer to you and that my listeners touch and agree. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm opening up the chat session for those of you who want to come in via the chat room. I'm also opening up the phone lines. I'm expecting my husband, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, to call in. He's out there at work. Amen. He does have another job, a secular position. Amen. And to the Lord says different. And he is a provider. Amen. He provides for his family with the ability that the Lord has given him. And you know that every good and perfect gift really does come from God. Amen. And God tells us in his word that he has given us the ability to get wealth. So I just want to let you know that the man of God is coming. Amen. And I'm looking forward to hearing his input on this particular topic. If you're blessed and you know it, if you're blessed and you know it, say so. Amen. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. And this was dropped into my spirit as I was spending time with the Lord on today. The Lord showed me that there are some people out there that even though they're going through, they still know that they are blessed. And then there are others that need to be encouraged in knowing and hearing it reiterated that they are blessed. Listen, 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 listen. No matter what you're in the middle of right now, your situation, your circumstances do not change the fact that God is still God, and he's still sovereign. Oh, yes, he is. He is still in control. So just give it on over to the Lord. Amen. Let go and let God. You know, I find that I get my most, my highest level of fulfillment when I relinquish the reins on this life that I'm living, amen. When I give it all up to God, when I say, God, you know, I've tried it, my way, and my way is not quite working. So right now, I'm giving it over to you. Amen. And that is what God wants from us. That is all that he requires of us, that we let him be Lord. Amen. And that we let him be God in our lives. So there's some things out there that you need to take your hands off of. There's some things that you need to take your hands off of. God says, I am the potter, you are the clay, and I need you to relinquish control. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's a word for somebody out there. I know that I'm flowing prophetically. God wants you to give it all up. Give it all up for him. Amen. And to give it all over to him. Amen. Because he wants to work a wondrous work through you. Amen. And when you surrender all, you will be amazed by the glory of the Lord that comes shining through your life. When you give it all up to God, when you say, God, this ministry that you've given me, this vision that you have given me, this desire to start my own business, this desire to have a home that you have deposited into my heart, this desire to have a baby, this desire to be married, this desire to be financially secure, this desire to have my voice heard for the message that you have put in my heart, this desire that you have given me has come. I know that it has only come from you, and I know that the results, I know that the success of that desire can only come from you. When you do that, when you say, God, that I know that you gave me this desire, I know that you gave me this ministry, I know that you gave me this idea, I know that you gave me this plan. When we say, God, I know that you gave this to me, and only you can bring it to pass successfully, then you are on your way to being successful at all that you endeavor to do. Amen. Because then you can surely say that you have been blessed of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to do a short infomercial, not a commercial, but an infomercial. I want to tell you about myself and my ministry. I am Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I am the wife of Pastor Anthony Simmons, so I'm his good thing, amen, because the Bible tells us that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, amen. We are the pastors of New Creation Christian Ministries. We co-labor over there for Christ. I am also a professional motivational inspirational speaker, amen. So if you're looking for a speaker, then you can contact me at 862-220-2500, and I will be more than pleased to work with your budget, amen, to come in and impart to your group, to your church, to your women's ministry, whatever it is that the Lord puts it upon your heart to have me come and be a part of, I will be more than happy. So don't worry about the cost. I am an author. The Lord has blessed me to write some healing books of ministry. Amen. Two novels, one inspirational book for women, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living, and a inspirational, motivational book, amen, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, which is the life that God wants you to have, life and life more abundantly. Amen, and praise God. At our church this month, we're having March Madness, so go to our website. Actually, it's not posted on our website, but I'll give you some information about it because I'm still updating. There's a glitch. There's a glitch. I'm not going to call it a demon, but there's a glitch in the system, and I'm not able to get to my events page or my conferences page, but I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I'll be able to get in there and update it. But on March the 20th through the 28th, right here in New Jersey, we're having 4 days of fire, amen. Every night from March the 25th through the 28th, the service begins at 7 o'clock p.m. with praise and worship, and then we're going to have a powerful word from the Lord. We have some awesome speakers and preachers coming in. We're excited about what God is doing. It's March Madness, 4 days of fire over at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So if you're in the New Jersey area, or if you can get there, I highly recommend that you get there. We are a prophetic ministry, and the Lord moves in all kinds of mighty ways during our regular services on Sunday. So I can imagine, only imagine, what he's getting ready to do during that particular week. other dates that you want to be aware of are on March the 14th, this Friday, I have a powerful word for the women on Ladies' Night. So you want to get out there with your women's ministries, with the women from your church, because the Lord is going to use me to heal, deliver, and set free. Also to set women on purpose, amen, to empower and equip. This word is going to be so powerful that I'm fasting and praying right now, amen, for the Lord to move, amen. On Saturday, March the 15th, we have our match focus group with taking back marriage, amen, from the devil. So we want to just begin to cancel out divorce in the kingdom of God, and we know that we can do that with Christ, amen. So we have a marriage focus group at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And that's from 10 to 12. There's no cost. Money does not have to be an issue in the kingdom. Amen. There is no cost. But we will take a free will offering on March the 21st, Good Friday. We're having the seven last words of Christ on the cross. Amen. So we know that we have to remember Christ, amen, throughout the whole year. But this is a time when we will be bringing forth that message with power. Amen. The seven last words of Christ on the cross. And we have some messages sharing with us during that particular time. And then, of course, there's Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Our God is not dead. Our God is not dead. He is risen. Amen. He is risen. Amen. And we have to just keep that at the forefront of our minds to know that he is risen. Amen. Don't let nobody try to tell you any differently. We don't serve a God that can't hear or can't see. Christ was buried, but he got up. Amen. With all power in his hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So go over to our website at nccmradio.com and check out everything that's happening. Back to the issue at hand. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. Amen. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. My husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, is with us. Honey, welcome to the program.
Hallelujah. It's good to be here.
Amen. Praise God. It's good to have you. I miss you while you're out there away from me during this day that the Lord has made, but yet will I praise him. I'll rejoice and be glad in it anyway, knowing that he's bringing you back to me.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord be between you and me while we are apart.
Amen. May he watch over us.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. So how's your day going?
Oh, I'm blessed. It's a blessed day, a good day to be alive. Just elated about, you know, what God is doing. As I heard you promote the month of March, the March Madness, the doors of our church are open, and it's like a revolving door. It's a swinging open door, and God says the doors that he opened, no man can shut.
Amen.
So I just pray that the people of God come out from the tri-faith area, because the tri-state area, there's just so much going on in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And there's just a fire being lit there, and it's going to turn into a wildfire. So we're excited about what God is doing this month and in the near months to come.
Amen. And I just praise God for you being a man of great vision and great faith, because the Lord has just deposited this March Madness into your heart. And I'm just so happy to be with you, serving in ministry, to be along for the ride. I'm blessed and I know it. You know, there's a song, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Amen. And I say, if you're blessed and you know it, say so and praise the Lord. Amen. Just praise the Lord for the great things that he has done. And I noticed when I asked you how you were doing today, you said that you were blessed. You know, let's just talk about that for a little while. In the scripture, in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, and I'm just going to turn over there. In the book of Psalms, chapter 1, it talks about blessed is the man. And I love this psalm. I love this particular psalm. It says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Amen. Whatever
Amen.
He does prospers. Is that you?
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, Pastor Rebecca, it's more than just me. It's a state of mind, I believe. Because we'll talk about it a little later. But in Matthew, that fifth chapter, and we are all familiar with that, the Beatitudes, and it goes down this whole list of those who are blessed. That blessing that even Jesus, those letters are all in red, he has declared that we are blessed.
Amen.
And if he says that we're blessed, we're blessed.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
If he already made that declaration over our lives, we're blessed. So it's a state of mind that one has to develop if they're not there yet. Because in Christendom and in the Christian circle, and a lot of believers do say that when you ask them, are they blessed? And they'll say, yes, I'm blessed. Or if you ask them how they're doing, they say, I'm blessed.
And we really have to
bless the highly favored. That's right. And as we confess that thing with our mouth, we got to follow that up with some action.
Amen.
And really step out and believe God that we are blessed. And as we go forth with the plan of God for our lives, as he says in Jeremiah 29:11, we got to know that he's going to bless us as we go towards him and the things that he has already carved out for us to have in this lifetime.
Amen. So basically, and again, I'm talking with my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband. If you just tuned in, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we're talking about you're blessed and you know it. Say so. And Pastor, you said something phenomenal. You said that it's more than just saying it and knowing it. Saying it, you have to know it. You have to have a frame of mind.
Conviction, yes.
You have to know it in your heart and not just be confessing it with your mouth that you're blessed. Because you know what? I find that so many people say that they're blessed, and if you ask people, like you said, how they're doing, they say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And that's like Christian lingo. We know how to say that, but are we portraying that in our walk? Is there any action following that confession? Is there any action following that confession? In other words, when your circumstances are not conducive to your state of blessedness, are you reacting or responding? Are you reacting to your circumstances or responding with the knowledge that you are blessed?
Amen. Amen. And during your sermon yesterday, you reminded us, you know, our congregation about that, including myself, that it's how you go through what you go through to show that you are blessed. And if we go through sometimes the trials and tribulations of life, not realizing that we are blessed, even in sometimes the heat of the fiery furnace, we sometimes get murmur and complain, but we need to know that we're blessed and know that sometimes this too shall pass.
Amen.
And we're learning something sometimes during the trials, and sometimes it is the enemy. But when we have that mindset that we're blessed, that God's going to reward us and God's going to prosper us and God's going to take care of us and cover us, we would really have, a more fulfilling life and a more fulfilling Christian journey.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree with that. And, you know, I like the definition that I got from my study Bible. One of the things it talked about being blessed, and I'm paraphrasing, is that it's the joyful state of the believer who knows that their life, his or her life, is in the hands of the one true God, knowing that God the Father, like you said, is going to provide for our every needs, no matter what it looks like. And I often tell people what it looks like is not really what it is. You know, no matter what it looks like, God's plan shall prevail. And if we just keep our eyes, the Bible tells us, and we quote this scripture, keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. So if we
Amen.
Just keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, and we begin to put the word into action in our lives, and we begin to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ and make it obedient to what's already been spoken, then I believe that we can truly walk around in a state of blessedness so that we're not tossed to and fro every time something happens that's not conducive, that's not in agreement with the words that are coming out of our mouths when we say that we're blessed and highly favored. Amen?
Amen. I so agree with that. Like you said, it's the happy state of one's being. And sometimes, like you said, you know, we're addressing marriage at our ministry, at our church there in Elizabeth. But some people are going through in their marriage. And some people have stepped out, you know, in the business arena and became an entrepreneur. And they really just don't see the fruit of their labor. And they think they're laboring in vain. But sometimes in those moments, when you know that you're blessed, God will assure, you know, his word will manifest in your life in due season. It is a guaranteed promise from God. But as we know that we are blessed in our marriages, even in those hard years of marriages, you're trying to parent, you're trying to pay the bills and keep the house, and you're trying to keep the marriage, you know, on fire. Even in those times when you don't feel blessed or you look around and your circumstances doesn't say that, you need to know that you are blessed.
Yes.
And that should be encouragement for you that better times are coming. There's another sunshine and sunrise coming up again, and you know that better days are ahead. And I think our latter days are going to be better than our former days. I know
Amen.
They are.
I know that too, Pastor, honey. And I say that, and I'm calling him honey because he's my husband. Amen. For those
Hallelujah.
Of you just tuned in, my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. And, you know, and I just love him because he's a man of great wisdom and great faith and great vision. Amen. And the Lord is using him mightily to lead the flock over that God is sending our way over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. But, you know, Pastor, that is just so true because Isaiah 55, you know, is very clear when God talks about his word. Amen. And he says
yes.
that his word will not come back to him. His word will not come back to him without accomplishing the thing to which he sent it. He says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And I believe the King James Version says that my word will prosper that to which I sent it. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
So God's word is all over our lives, and if we would just spend time in the Bible, I want to encourage you out there, if you're in doubt of the fact that you're blessed or not, we first want to let you know that you are blessed if you're a child of God, if you have believed in your heart and confessed with your lips that Jesus Christ is the Lord, then you are already blessed because God has, by faith, you have inherited the blessings of Abraham. God has a word over your life that's to be found in the Bible. Go over to Genesis chapter 12. Through 15, and you'll be able to see the promise that God made to Abraham, that he was going to bless him and make him a great nation, and that whoever blessed him would be blessed and whoever cursed him would be cursed. He also said that he was going to make his name great and all kinds of great promises that he has given Abraham. And in the 15, he established it with the covenant. That was the covenant of circumcision. But we know that the new covenant that Christ made in his blood is even greater than that covenant, the old covenant. So now we have the covenant that's been established through the blood of Christ. Amen. It's an everlasting covenant. And that covenant is just so mighty. We have eternal life through that covenant. And, you know, that's something great when you think about it, that we have eternal life through that covenant. That's a blessing in itself that I don't have to perish, that you don't have to perish. And then we have not only eternal life through that covenant, but we also have what Christ said, I came so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. So we have abundant life through that covenant. And then we have forgiveness of our sins through that covenant. We don't have to be punished for the sins that we committed in our past or even sins that we might commit as we go through life. We can repent from our heart and turn from those actions and receive forgiveness. It's a wonderful thing. I know I'm blessed that God loves me that much, you know, that he set me up for life. I've been set up for life. I know I'm blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And Pastor Rebecca, that confession coming out of our lips on a daily basis, again, you'll have your low moments, child of God out here who's listening. You'll have your low moments, but our earnest prayer is that you get right back in the fight and continue to declare that you are blessed. You know, even sometimes when we miss the mark or we do feel those lows and valley experiences, we need to get back right back on the mountaintop experience in our mindset and say, I am blessed, and to continue to pursue God and his righteousness and the things he has for your life.
Amen and praise God. So Pastor Anthony and I, Pastor Anthony Simmons, my husband, I know you're probably hearing me say this, but my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband and I are talking about being blessed. If you're blessed, then you know it. Say So is the topic of today's program, and the phone lines are open. You can call in. The number is 646-652-4832. If you have a question about being blessed, if you have a testimony about being blessed, whatever it is, if you want to talk to one or both of us, or even just be able to impart some wisdom of your own, amen, that the Lord has given you, because we know that every good and perfect gift comes from God. If you have something that you want to say about this topic, the phone lines are open, 646 646- 652-4832. And we're just going to keep it moving while we wait for you to call. Amen. Don't be shy. You know, the first time that someone stood up and gave me an opportunity to give my testimony, I got so scared. But you know that fear does not come from the Lord. Amen. The Bible
tells us
that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, a power, and a sound mind. Amen. And I was scared that I was going to sound like a bumbling idiot. But see, God gives us a sound mind. So when you know that word over your life, again, when you know the word and you know that God gave you a sound mind, sometimes you just have to step up and open your mouth and let the Lord speak through you. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Let that fear to the side. Tell fear, I don't have no time. I don't have time for you right now. I need to testify to the greatness of the Lord. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah.
So you can call in and testify. So the first time I was called to testify, I got scared, and then God dealt with me. You know, God will deal with you when he has prompted you in your heart to do something, and you don't do it. And that was one of my first experiences, Pastor Anthony, of the Lord dealing with me for disobedience. And he chastised me in my spirit. Have you ever been beaten up in the spirit? Amen. Have you ever been whipped in the spirit? We used to call it whipping. Whipping back in the day when we did something wrong and our parents would whip us. Amen. But God whipped me in the spirit. And he said, don't you ever let another opportunity pass for you to give me the praise and for you to give a testimony to my glory and my greatness. And you don't take it. Don't let that opportunity pass again. So the next time somebody gave me an opportunity to say something, I stood up and I said something. It didn't sound that great to me, but, you know, God had made it say what he needed it to say for the hearers. And God got the glory. Amen. So that's my testimony. If you're feeling a little bit nervous about calling in, then I want you to just go ahead and push me out of the way. Put it under your feet. It has no power over you unless you give it the power. And go ahead and pick up the phone and call us and tell us, amen, that you're blessed and you know it. Amen. Or ask a question or what have you. Pastor?
Yes.
Amen. You still with me?
Oh, yes. I am still here. And one of the things, even as you gave your testimony some of your earlier things that you went through as far as dealing with fear, I think one of the grave mistakes we make is comparing ourselves to other people. Sometimes people have such a powerful testimony, at least we say that, and it seems so dramatic and like fireworks are shooting off. And sometimes we think our little accomplishment or overcoming certain things is insignificant, but someone needs to hear your story. They need to hear your testimony. They need to hear the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for you. And sometimes our testimony, as it says in Revelation, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony.
Amen.
Our testimonies are important. And God has given us a mouth. And like you said, we say it in our own way, not trying to be so articulate with it, not trying to be like another person as we say it. Like you said, sometimes it doesn't come out like we want it to come out. But we need to share the goodness of Jesus.
That's
right.
We
need to share the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for us. Because it's significant to God and it's significant to us how he's turned our lives around.
Oh, Jesus. And talk about turning lives around. I used to be scared of everything. I mean, not just scared to speak, but scared to look people in the eyes. And that's because I had so much pain in my heart. And I didn't want anybody to look at me and be able to know that I was hurting because I was the great pretender. And I would pretend to be happy. But inside I was hurting so much, you know, and I was so broken. And so empty. And when God came into my life, when Jesus came into my life, all of that began to change, you know. And I was able to stand up and say, I know that I'm blessed, you know, because I'm not scared anymore. And because God began to deal with the hurt. He began to minister to those hurting areas in my life. And that's what I tell people all of the time. If you're hurting, just bring it to Jesus and bring it to God in prayer and keep going to the altar. I used to take altar calls that didn't even sound like they had my name on them. And people would be looking at me talking about, what's she doing at the altar? I thought she was a leader in the church. But even now as pastor, I take my altar calls because
amen.
God will heal you right there at the altar. As you move towards him, he comes towards you and wraps you up in his love. And it's the most beautiful thing. And my life has changed from being broken, busted, and disgusted from not being able to maintain a happy relationship to being healed and whole and happy and joyful and blessed, to being married to the same man for over 11 years, to having my children rise up and call me blessed. Amen. So I just wanted to just praise the Lord today because I'm blessed and I know it. And I also want to praise him because our son celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. And honey, again, for those of you tuning in, I'm talking to my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. He called today. It's a rare occasion for him to call, but I asked him to call in and be with me on today. And honey, you know our testimony with our son. that's a whole nother story.
Oh yes, absolutely. And before I say that, I just want to, because I do have my Bible open as well, and I want to read, if it's okay, a few of these Beatitudes. And this is the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus began to speak. And so, let me just read a few of these.
Pastor,
yes, go ahead
and read. Caller, I see you. Pastor's going to read this scripture and make his comment, and then I'm going to bring you on the air. So 602, I do see you. Amen. Just bear with us for a few minutes. Go ahead, Pastor.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they are comforted. Blessed are those who are meek, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, because they will be fulfilled. And blessed are those who are merciful, because they will be shown mercy. And then it goes on to say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. It goes on to say, blessed are the peacemakers. And you just talked about our son. In some of our early years in marriage, for those of you who don't know our whole testimony, we had a blended family situation, and our oldest son, we just love him to death. As his mother said just now, he celebrated being 21 on yesterday, and we had our traditional family celebration at our home there. And we are so proud of him. He's working, his third year of college, and just doing some great things with his young life. But it hasn't always been that way. And my wife, even back in those days, she was more, I would say, optimistic than I was. I was more pessimistic. I was more negative. But she, even when our marriage was going through some rocky times, she would say, we're blessed. Our marriage will survive the test of time.
Amen.
You know,
we're
going to
be married forever.
And we're going to be married forever. You know, so we continue to parent. We continue to read and learn. And we continue to believe God. And as we see the manifestation, even in his life, and he'll, again, take wings and fly out one day. We are just so proud of him because he knows the Lord. We brought him up in the church, and he didn't have a choice. Parents, I hope you're listening. Our children didn't have a choice, and he got the word in him. He knows the Bible. And we're just believing God that we raised him up in a way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And
amen.
He is making our hearts glad. During Christmas and birthday, he gives us beautiful cards saying we're blessed to be his parents. And I mean, we're blessed as his parents. And he is rising up and calling his mom and dad blessed.
Amen.
So I think the word of God will come true in your life if you're listening today, if we just hold true to God's word.
Amen. Praise God, Pastor. And one thing my husband left out when he was speaking is that my oldest son, Justin, who has another mother from my husband's first marriage before Christ, did not like me, did not want me, wanted to send me back to the second wife's door. So then he was 10, and now he's 21. Hallelujah. And he calls me mother. Amen. Praise God. So I just want to share that part of the testimony. I wanted to bring our caller on the air. Caller 602, you're on the air. If you're blessed and you know it, say so.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm actually in the library.
Can you speak?
Yeah, I'm actually in the library, but I have my Bluetooth in, but I hope you all can hear me.
Okay, I'm getting a whole lot of feedback on your line, so I can barely hear you.
Hold on, let me disconnect my Bluetooth header.
Hello? Okay, hello?
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, if you could speak up just a little louder so the guests, listeners can hear you. Welcome to Power in the Word. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. Who am I speaking with?
It's Shawnee.
Okay, Shawnee, you're calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, good to hear from you. I spoke to you the other night for the first time. It's good to hear from you. So did you call in with a testimony about being blessed today?
Why are you calling in? Just to kind of just listen in. So I really didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to start calling and just to listen in on the show.
You want to call in and listen?
Yes.
Okay, praise God. So I'm just going to, if you decide to say something, I'll check back with you a little bit later, but just continue to listen and enjoy the rest of the program because the Lord does have another word for you. He has more for you to hear, so stay with us, okay? Okay, God bless you. Amen, praise God. That was my new friend. That was my new friend, Shawnee. I met her on the program last week, and I'm actually glad to be in her life during this time, and she's a blessed woman of God. So, Pastor, you know, you read the Beatitudes, amen, and you talked about all of those conditions and the states that Jesus talked about us being blessed. What about the person who, what words do you have for the person who might not even feel blessed? I mean, they don't feel blessed. They've been going through some trials and tribulations. They've been going through some challenges in life. What words of wisdom or encouragement, exhortation do you have for those listeners?
You know, one thing I want to admonish them to do is to continue to pray. Mm-hmm. Prayer does change things. It changes the very atmosphere we live in. And continue to pray, continue to believe God. And trust God that he will do what he says he's going to do. But one thing I can say as far as, and I pray that, I'm not going to assume, but I pray that they are in a local or they're in a faith-based church where the word of God is being taught in spirit and in truth. They're around a body of believers that they would consider a church family or a fellowship. And that is so important because a relationship is very important. And
amen.
One of the things, I mean, we're pastors, and thank God we have each other, but relationship, even our local church family, relationship is very important sometimes when you hit those lows and valley experiences in life where you can talk to another brother and sister to kind of walk you through and guide you through. Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
God will never leave us nor forsake us. But he also has divinely put people in our lives that we should be able to reach out to and have a real earthly voice, a word of encouragement, a word of exhortation, a word that reminds us, you know, because we're only human. I mean, let's face it, we're not invincible. We're not exempt from the cares of this world, but we do need fellowship in the earth.
Amen.
So it is very important, you know, wherever you live, I pray that, you know, sometimes it's hard to find a church that you really would like to fit into and that you feel the Spirit is right, but continue to search, continue to look. Continue to be diligent, and God will show you a fellowship in your local vicinity that can become part of your church family.
That's right. Seeking, you will find. And, Pastor, we have another caller, and I just want to let this caller on the air, area code 216. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word. If you're blessed and you know it, say so.
I'm blessed and I know it.
Amen.
God bless the both of you. I am so just blessed to hear. I just heard a small tidbit of some of your testimony and things that you've shared.
Amen.
And one thing that I realized that, and I shared this on the little message board, that we shall confess our sins one to another. And I believe in that realm, God will begin to bring restoration and healing. But for the most part, when the marriage couple is actually a microcosm of the church, it represents the church and how it's supposed to look. Now, the church, just like marriages, go through situations and problems and issues. But there is a faith that we need to walk in. There are answers that God has for us. And if we have due diligence, God will bring restoration to not only the marriages but our churches. And that's why I was listening to the pastor, that communication and loving one another is so very, very important. And I also, if I may, would like to say that what you represent in sharing your testimonies is likened to me for, I think it's where the Bible tells us that the enemy could almost fool the very elect.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why he won't fool the very elect, because we have people like you who will bring out the things necessary to get somebody that's in the things of God not to be fooled.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying? And so I appreciate you guys coming on the show and bringing the type of message that you are to bring us to an understanding of people who are married, and I'm married, and people who are thinking about marriage, that it can't and doesn't necessarily have to be all bad, that it can be worked out through the life and love of God, especially when there are two Christians involved. And so God has just blessed you to bless others, and I appreciate the work that you're doing.
Oh, we receive it. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. I feel God all over you, man of God. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from the best location in the nation. It might not seem so, but I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, where all the storm is, Cleveland, Ohio. My name is Prophet George Howell.
Amen.
So I just wanted to let you know, I've just started the Blog Talk Walk, and I don't want to, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to hear the different entities that God needs to ensure the health of his people. And what you have it is an insertion of God in these last days to pour out his spirit. You are a vein of God that's going to help people in a way that helps solidify God's body. And that's why I say I want to appreciate you for what you're doing. And I'm hoping that you stay in the mainstream and the effort that God has you in, that we don't lose that peace that God would want us to have out of your ministry.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor?
Amen. We do receive that, man of God.
Thank you, sir.
A prophetic word today. But the Bible reminds us that, you know, his people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And one of the things that we're doing that mightily in this New Jersey area, and I pray and I know God's going to use you in that Cleveland area.
Thank you, Lord.
It is one of the things as we share our marriage testimony and what is going forth in the kingdom. You have to realize the devil is very cunning.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming after marriage and family like never before.
Yes, sir.
So as God gave us the vision to take marriages back for him, you're absolutely right. God looks at marriage as a duplication of his likeness to the church that's still in the earth.
Yes, sir.
So we need to take our marriages very seriously. And when you know that you are blessed, you're going to have reserve about going to divorce court or rushing off, dissolving that marriage covenant.
Yes,
it is a covenant, a promise to one another.
Yes,
so
sir.
The cares of this life are going to continue to come. The fiery dots are going to continue to be fired at
yes.
us. Parenting in this hour is really a task.
Yes, sir.
But our God is bigger than anything this earth can put in the way.
Amen.
Any stumbling block that the devil tries to put in our path, God is able and will remove it.
Yes, sir.
He is the chief cornerstone.
Yes,
so
sir.
The Bible reminds us in the book of Matthew, we build our houses upon him, meaning his word.
That's
the
right.
Gates of hell will not prevail Amen. Against it. So I thank you, men of God, for speaking and encouraging us to stay on the battlefield for God's kingdom in the state of New Jersey, and we will do just that.
Well, amen, sir. Listen, if I may say one more thing. Is that
yes.
possible?
Yes.
Listen, that lack of knowledge is being diminished simply because you have that knowledge, and it's now being outpoured. So we will not die in this particular area in which you're speaking on, because
amen.
God's got a people that's going to stand up in their rightful positions and show themselves naked and not ashamed. To
yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That God would have us to understand. So that's why in our weaknesses and the things that we've been diminished, once we profess them, that lack of knowledge is now being diminished, and the enemy that was using that tactic has no dominion over that tactic anymore.
Ooh,
so that's
Jesus.
Why I thank God for you as much as you'll ever know that now, watch this, we won't be fooled. Simply because
Hallelujah.
The word, the trumpet is being blowed. That lack of knowledge now is not going to happen anymore, at least in the area that you're involved in, simply because God has took away that lack of knowledge and says, listen, I'm going to give them the knowledge to do what they're supposed to do, that I may replace that lack of knowledge that was nourishing my church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't mean
Hallelujah.
To spill over what you're saying, but I'm just telling you, there's such, and I just see the anointing of grace all over the both of you.
Hallelujah.
There's a royal robe floating down from heaven, if you don't mind me saying it like that,
my
to
God.
Purify you even more. Watch this so that the prophetic vision can see past the days to the next day so that you won't be fooled what's coming before you in what God would have you to do.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I told you, I knew when I heard your voice, the Spirit through that voice when you first called it, I said, this is God, and he's coming with a word, and we
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. I started
a rhema word, a right now
Amen.
Word.
Hallelujah.
In this hour, God is hallelujahing. He is absolutely doing a new thing.
Hallelujah.
And God is
Glory.
Raising up a remnant
you,
all over this earth. He's raising up a remnant of people that's going to serve him.
That's it, my dear man of God. Oh, my God. I'm glad people, I know everybody knows it, but sometimes when you don't see everything, you think, God, where's the remnant? Are they going to show up?
Jesus.
And that's why the connection on this Blog Talk Radio, whatever form that God has given you, that you bring this loud noise, because actually you're breathing into them the breath of life, because God's word is his life. You're also speaking to the dry bones of the church, and you're prophesying to them to stand up and live. And
my
so
God.
Thank God for what you're doing. You hear what I'm saying, man of
yes.
God and woman of God. And I want to encourage you, your right to stand up and bring declaration and decrees in this hour. And let no weapon formed against you. Let nobody try to shut your mouth. Don't let anybody try to take you to the left or to the right, whether it be a prophet, apostle, pastor.
Jesus.
Once you've heard for God from God, God says, if you don't hold fast, I'll hold you accountable. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Oh, glory. The glory
and
of the
And I believe
Lord.
That God is going to establish the places needful for you to rest people in, men and women of God, in the families and the marriages, so that you can breathe into them on a one-on-one basis.
My God, Jesus. My God, my God, thank
and
you,
He's
Jesus.
Going to assemble the type of building needed so that you can house people so
thank
you can bring
you,
restoration
Jesus.
To them.
Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah,
my
hallelujah, oh my God, the Lord has visited us in a mighty way, and Carla, we see you out there, 973, oh, we see you, hallelujah, we're just in his glory right now, hallelujah,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus, hallelujah, we praise your name,
I
oh my God, my God,
hallelujah.
My God, my God, oh, we love you today, God, hallelujah, oh, we're blessed and we know it, amen, hallelujah, Prophet George Howell, thank you so much
for
calling us and blessing us, amen, hallelujah,
amen.
You can stay with us.
I'm going to listen for a while, as long as I can. Trust me.
Amen. Praise God. And
thank
you for your obedience. And let the Lord continue to use you to his glory. I'm blessed and I know it. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Caller 973. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. Caller 973. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I have to unmute you first. I'm in the spirit, caller 973. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. Hallelujah. Caller 973, you're on the air. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor?
Yes.
What a blessing.
Amen, amen. And like I said, God will always affirm his word.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the kind of God that we serve. And that's why I am so blessed, you know, even by this program today, that the people of God need to be reminded that they are blessed and highly favored.
Yes, yes.
They are truly blessed and highly favored. And
yes.
The blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Add no sorrow.
And
so we're,
go ahead, sir. Go ahead, honey.
No, we're believing God, and one of the mandates that he gave us, even in ministry, is that we will be used to restore families.
Yeah.
So there are many false prophets that have gone out, but that was a true prophet. And I pray that God use him over there in that Cleveland area in a mighty
Amen.
Way and continue to prophesy into
yeah.
the lives of men and women all over this globe.
Yeah, because we need to be encouraged, too. You know, we're encouragers. And Prophet George Howell was still with us. You know, that caller was not a distraction, but that last call did not come through. And God's word.
They can possibly, maybe even put out a clearing call that they want to try again to get
through. Yeah, God's word did come through. Amen. And amen. I received it. And I just want to let you know, caller 973, I had some difficulty getting you on the air. And anybody who wants to call, we still have some phone lines open, and you can call in and let us know. If you're blessed and you know it, say so. This is a time. I talked about being afraid to testify for the first time, and I didn't realize that the Lord wanted me to open my mouth because I was sitting in the church. I was sitting in the church pews, and God said, oh, no, baby, I have some work for you to do because of what I brought you out of, what I brought you through, and what I brought you over. You're going to have to go back and encourage your brethren, encourage the brethren and the sisters in their walk with me. So just like Peter told Simon, you know, Satan sifted me. I tell you, I've been shaken every which way but loose. But it was the Lord who set me free. Amen. And I tell anybody and everybody my testimony now. But it was hard that first time to begin to say, this is what the Lord did for me. This is what he brought me out of. This is what he healed me from. When I think about the molestation, when I think about the abandonment, when I think about the fact that I hated my father, when I think about the bad relationships, when I think about the first marriage that was not a good marriage, you know, that was, I married a brother on the down low, you know, and I tell people that testimony. I don't have to call his name because I don't want to drag him through the mud. But, you know, this brother had all kinds of secrets, but I did too. We both had some secrets, amen. And my secret was that I had been molested and I wouldn't tell nobody about it because I felt dirty and I felt like I wasn't worthy of the love of a good man. But God sent this man who's on the air with us today, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, into a bar in Newark, New Jersey to find me. See, we say, I found the Lord and I gave my life to Christ, but Christ said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. God had his eyes on me and he knew my distress, just like Israel. He saw the people in Egypt and he saw their distress and he sent Moses. And I tell you, he sent my Moses into that bar on that day to tell me about the love of Jesus. People had preached it to me, but nobody preached it right. They didn't tell me that God loved me and my state of filthiness and my wretchedness and my state of despair and my state of thinking nothing of myself. God sent the man to tell me about his love. And that's the thing that turned my head and turned me towards the Lord, who was waiting for me with open arms. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That is so powerful, because one of the things, even your books as far as ministry is concerned, is that there's so many people, and we're just going to stay on the topic of marriage just for a moment, that take sometimes those childhood issues or those early relationship issues or whatever the issues may be, whatever that baggage may be, they take that thing into that marriage. And many of us have brought our baggage and luggage into our current relationships. But God is a God that is able to make that a healthy marriage, a healthy relationship, a marriage that is pleasing in his sight. So although we have a past, although we had things that tried to hinder us along the way, God, in his infinite wisdom, has allowed us through his word to be washed, and then we can be made whole. So I just thank God that we do have a healthy marriage today, that
amen.
God has turned our mourning into dancing, our ashes into beauty. And
yes.
God is ready to do that. He's no respecter of person. If you're listening out there, if you're going through in your marriage, if you have those issues that seem to haunt you, whether it be molestation, rape, or whatever it may be, how horrific it may seem, and you have brought that into your marriage, and sometimes you look at your partner in disdain or that spouse or that wife, God is able to make you whole. Yes,
my
even
God.
You. So
my
you
God.
Are blessed, and you are highly favored.
Amen. Hallelujah, Pastor. And you just have to know it. You just have to know it. You have to know that you're blessed. And that was the thing. I was saved for 7 years and then did not know that I was blessed. I was a Christian. For those of you who are listening that might not know the term saved, that means that the Lord came in and gave me forgiveness for my sins and allowed me to come into relationship with him through Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ.
And I had
received God. I had received Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior. and even began to see him as my Lord, but I didn't see him as my healer yet. Amen. I didn't feel like I could come to Jesus and give him my baggage. So I was still in the marriage with a lot of baggage, and I thank God for my husband. Baby, I thank God for you, Pastor Anthony,
Amen.
Because you stayed with me even when I had those issues, even when I kicked you out, even when I screamed on you when I tried to kick you out because you told me you were not going anywhere. You
Hallelujah.
Didn't leave. I thank God you didn't leave. But, my God, I'm so happy that this man didn't leave me. Excuse me while I take a praise break. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he wouldn't leave, and he wouldn't fight me. I thank God that the man of God that's on the phone with us today would not beat me, because I tried to fight him. I was used to rumbling. I fought every relationship I had to fight. Like the lady said in The Color Purple, all my life I had to fight. You know, and I thought that was the way, because my parents fought. You know, God bless my father's soul, because he became a Christian before he went home to be with the Lord last month. But I thought fighting was the way, and I tried to make this man of God fight me. And he said, I don't know what kind of Negroes you've been dealing with out there. He said, but I'm not going to put my hands on you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed, and I know it, and I know that there's some more of you out there who are blessed, and you know it. And we only have 4 more minutes. So if you want to call in and let us know how blessed you are and that you know it, and if you didn't know it, just look back over your life and think things over. See where God has brought you from, and then you'll begin to get the revelation. The light bulb will start to come on. You'll see the light and know that you are indeed blessed. Amen. Pastor.
Amen. And Rebecca, one of the beautiful things about our ministry, this has been declared the year of overflow and opportunity.
My God.
Child of God, if you're listening, it is a wonderful opportunity for you to have the significant number of 8, a new beginning, even in your life. Allow God during this season in your life to make you afresh and anew, to give you a whole nother perspective of where you are in him. And sometimes I'm even talking to the discouragement out there. You need to understand and get into your word. Meditate on God's word day and night. Be reminded of the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of Abraham are on your life. It's not just in a song. It is a reality. The blessings of Abraham is on your life. And you must walk in that blessing.
Amen.
Walk in that anointing. Walk with that authority that you are assured blessed. Just like when we read the book of Revelation, there's a promise in that first chapter. Those who read this book and believe in their heart and take it to heart, they are blessed.
Amen.
And that's what the Beatitudes are all about. God has declared you and I blessed, those of us who belong to him. So
Amen.
I pray that this program minister to you today and encourage your spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor, I'm so glad you're with me today. And I want to thank everyone in the chat room. We have quite a few people. I want to thank you. And I see you out there. And I just want to thank you for being with us. I see that we only have 2 minutes. If you want the call, this is your last chance, 646-652-4832. I see that Prophet George Howell is still with us. Does the Lord have anything else on your heart, sir, that you need to impart before we go off the air?
If you don't mind.
Yes. Oh, no, we don't
okay.
mind.
Listen, I'm going to encourage the people who are listening to this this segment. God does a lot of things, and he puts people in our way. And I believe that if you just hold on to what God is sharing through these 2 people today, he'll bless you. He'll give you more than if you're looking for something, it's right here. The word of the Lord is flowing from heaven. It's flowing from glory. God is pouring out his spirit right now, people.
Yes, yes.
So that you can hold on. They have been to heaven, heard the word of the Lord. They have ascended. Now they're descending to give you the rich life of the Lord. Grab hold of it, I pray, that God will bless you. Do like Jacob did. Don't let it go till it bless
My
you.
God.
Don't let it. Don't let the promises of what these people are sharing with you go to waste. Grab a hold of it. Stand up under the anointing of the flow of this hour and segment that's being given to you through these 2 people. Let God do it,
yes.
as we say. Allow
yes.
him, hear him for the first time. Hear him again for the first time. That he's here to restore for these 2 people. God always uses people to do his
My
bidding.
God.
He works on the inside of them. So I ask and pray and I beg you to listen to their hearts and allow God to do what he said he was going to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for you, man of God. Prophet George Howell, do you have a program here on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, just started a little program. But I am fascinated by this program. So
amen. Praise
I
the Lord.
I had heard you once before. Your husband wasn't on. But now that I've heard the both of you, I am thoroughly blessed by what I'm hearing. Because, you know, I work, so I don't have little pieces. So I just want to just encourage you once again, but more so the people, because you know who you are.
Amen.
And I just want them to grab a hold to these truths. I want them to grab a hold to what God has given them. This hope that they've been looking for is right here with this particular ministry people. Grab a hold to these people.
Amen.
And that anointing that's on them got to flow down.
Oh, we receive it. We receive
amen,
it.
Amen, man of God. Looking forward to talking to you again, hearing from you again. And you yeah. be blessed today.
Thank you so very much.
Take care of yourself. God bless you.
Okay. Amen.
Both of you guys stay blessed.
Amen. Praise God. And Pastor, I want you to have the last word today before I do our normal sign out. Do you have anything else that you want to share with the people of God?
Again, I just want to reemphasize the importance of prayer. It is prevalent. It is one of those things that is imperative for the Christian to really get victory in their lives. You must create a discipline of praying in prayer, and you will see dramatic difference in your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's it for today's ministry program. Prayer is the last word. Amen. With prayer, we can do all things. God hears your prayer. Amen. He hears your prayers. And that's it for today's ministry program. Pastor, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy work day to be with you. That has been my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. He's a wonderful man of God, and I admire his walk and his faith. Amen. And I'm glad to be his co-laborer, his helpmeet. Amen. And I'm glad that the Lord kept us married to each other. Amen. For these 11 years. And I'm looking forward to the till death do us part. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray that we can. I'm not even going to say that. Amen. I'm not going to say that because I don't want nobody else to have them. So I want to take them with me when I go. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a little selfishness on my part. But whatever God says will be. Amen. Let his will be done. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. But we're not going anywhere for a while because God has promised us long life and we're blessed and we know it. So, Pastor, you have a great day. And listeners out there, remember, to make the most out of every single opportunity as you walk with the Lord, and remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.